East Sac County School Spotlight going to focus on a little golf with Coach Kyle Strybe. It's Kyle, it's been tough, man. Some windy days this week, some rainy days in there, but still getting out there and playing. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a normal golf season for the most part, yeah. Weather-wise. I know our first meet was postponed. That's the day we got like the 3 inches of snow in like an hour. So it's been one of those years again. We've had some decent weather, a little bit windy the last week, like you said, but for the most part, we've been able to get out and practice, and we got a few meets in already, and our girls have done pretty well, and better than I expected. I think we shot a 216 our first meet, but we've been down to 206 our last two meets. So they're doing a nice job. They're putting the time in practice and getting better. Boys, same thing. They're doing a nice job. They've been good for many years. They got a bunch of good players back,
yeah.
And the boys are doing a nice job as well.
Hey, Coach, both of you guys doing a great job coaching the Raiders golf teams. And yeah, every now and then we get teased with a nice day, but like you said, it's been kind of a typical spring. What about you're looking ahead here? You know, golf season goes so fast. In another couple weeks, it'll be sectional, regional time.
Yeah, it will be. Girls don't know where they're going yet. We find out next week. I think the boys start out going. I think they're in Fort Dodge first, and if they'd advance, they'd go to Okoboji. But like you said, the time flies. I know we got a bunch of meets next week. I think we have Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So like you said, we'll be going fast here, and before you know it, it'll be sectional time.
Yeah, speaking of next week now, let's promote something that's happening on Friday, May 1st. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, we got a community service day here for the high school. That'll be in the afternoon. We were supposed to have it tomorrow, but with the pending weather forecast, we changed it. What it is, basically, we have advisee groups here at the school. I'm an advisor for a group of seniors, and each teacher has a different age group that they advise. And what we do is we just go out in the community. You kind of pick what you want to do as far as the community service. I know for my group, we were going to head down to the lake. And we've done this in years past. We're going to pick up trash around the lake and kind of clean up that area to make it look nice. And it's just a good chance for the kids to get out in the community, the neighborhoods, and have a lot of the older people see the kids out in the community doing good things.
And as you said, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you've done in the past that you'll do again, as you alluded to, going to the lake. If someone has an idea maybe of a community service project that the kids could do, can they go ahead and call the school? Would that be all right?
Yeah, I think that the school would like that because, like, it's hard to find a community service project, and it's nice sometimes to have some different ideas.
Yeah.
And I think people would welcome that.
665-5001. 665-5001. Their community service day is on Friday, May 1st. Kyle Strybe, thanks for your time and have a great one.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. School Spotlight with East Sac County, brought to you this morning by the Loring Hospital in Sac City, right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.